Hey guys, do you like video games? Do you like heavy metal, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Time to rock out with your geek out. Metal Geeks! Welcome, Geekazoids. Here are your hosts. Geek it out, fellas!
Kidnap Mr. Sandy Claus?
I want to do it.
Let's draw straws.
Jack said we should work together.
Three of a kind.
Birds of a feather. Now and forever.
La 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 la. La 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 la. Kidnap the Sandy Claus. Lock him up real tight. Throw away the key and then turn off all the lights.
First we're going to set
Carrie tried to be gangster.
I saw a floor plan for an apartment that had a gift wrapping room.
Really?
Dead
serious. Yeah, I was on the internet. I was just like looking at luxury apartments just because I was like, oh.
That is the definition of luxury.
Why is a gift wrapping room so luxurious?
It's a room just for wrapping presents for your rich friends.
Wow. Don't you just hire somebody to do it if you're
that
rich?
That's the thing. Why would you need a gift wrapping room? Why would you? I don't understand. Why would you be in a place where you'd have to have a, you know what I mean?
Have your own room to gift wrap stuff?
Yeah, if you're rich enough to have an apartment with a gift wrapping room, you should be able to afford to.
Maybe you're feeling crafty. And that's.
She's crafty.
Ooh.
I think Martha Stewart's the only person who's never had a gift wrapping room.
Martha Stewart has gift wrap?
They have a room for that in prison?
She has her own gift wrap?
She's not in prison anymore.
She's long been out of prison.
Oh, yeah, really? She bought her
way
out.
She's a successful woman.
Very successful.
Very fine magazine.
And she even told Macy's that she was going to take her crap out of there, and then they paid her double so they wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
that's right. She can sponsor this show if she likes.
She probably owns the prison she was put in. That
probably
does. She was she's probably one of the high.
What if she went to? She went to a prison for not tax evasion.
No, for when you know about the stock falling or something like that beforehand.
Yep.
Oh yeah. She got
insider trading.
There you go.
Oh hey, guess what? Welcome to the show.
Wait. It's a Metal Geekmas show.
It's a Metal Geekmas show. Yeah, that's right. So, I'm Carrie G. I am one of your hosts. Along with me,
George Tripsis.
And Sean. I am also known as the Metal Pigeon on the MSR cast.
That's right. He's my co-host on MSR cast.
Is that how you say Metal Pigeon? Or
Metal Pigeon? No, just Metal
Pigeon. You have to do the Metal Pigeon sound one day.
One day it'll come back, but not right now.
So, if you notice, Dave is not here this evening. He is busy at the North Pole, making some presents for all the kids. He's a nice guy that way.
Well, being with I Love Geekazoid, he's very busy shipping out orders.
Sure, to all the boys and girls.
He's helping Santa Claus. He's doing Santa a favor. Wait, do you believe in Santa Claus?
Who is Santa?
Well, now we just screwed the pooch on that one, because if there's any children listening...
Right. Let's not ruin
Santa Claus
Christmas.
Can't do children everything, okay, is what I'm trying to say.
Santa Claus, what he does, he gets your list that you want, and then he recruits your own family to go to the store and actually
exactly.
get it for you.
And then he has little minions in the mall... To help him out.
See, what he does, he gets your list.
He's a giant dictator is what it is.
I'm glad you say tater there.
What my friend has, they have a four-year-old, a three-year-old kid, and what they tell him is that mommy and daddy get him presents, but Santa also comes in the middle of the night and gives him something.
Gives him something,
something,
huh?
Yeah. So,
what are they giving him?
I don't know.
Coal in a box.
Well, the thing is, I remember when
there's a dick in a box.
When I was growing
I hope
up,
it's
my,
not a dick in a box.
My dad never gave me any moment where I believed in Santa Claus. He told me right away there was no such thing that I buy the presents.
And childhood was ruined.
Well, no, I appreciate it. I was like, okay, because he wanted to know.
Wait, there's no Santa Claus?
No.
Damn. I grew up Jewish, so we only had Hanukkah Harry or something.
Yeah.
I was about to ask you, does Jewish people have a Santa
not
Claus?
Not really. No.
You don't have a dude that just creeps in once every night?
Nope.
I think
y'all do it for 8 days, right?
It was eight. Yeah, Hanukkah's 8 days. You know the story about Hanukkah?
I have no idea what the story
is. The lowdown, it's when some Jews were trying to escape.
Wait, I think I do know the story. They were stuck in a room and
they were hiding out in a church
or
someplace. And they only had enough oil to burn for one night.
And it was a miracle that it burned for eight days.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. I do know this story.
And then it became commercialized somehow, just like Christmas did.
But not as much, right?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know
what part of town you go to.
Because I think if you actually went to Israel, it'd be a very serious, austere occasion there.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm sure Hanukkah, the way we celebrate it here in America, is not the right way. Just like
not the right way. Well, I'm sure it's a it's just a different way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like the way people like in Rome or Italy or whatever, like super Catholic people, they celebrate Christmas much differently.
Yeah,
and Easter as well. Yeah. Easter is very like devout for them. Very big deal, especially like me being Greek holiday. Easter is like the top, even tops Christmas.
So what? Okay, do you get presents during Easter?
No, but we.
Then how can a holiday without presents top a holiday with presents?
Because you eat a lot of food.
Oh, that is, I guess, that is important to Greek people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a big feast day. Yeah,
and we put a lamb on a spit, and we just don't care who sees.
That's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, but it
tastes pretty metal.
It is pretty metal, and I'm going to totally invite you this year.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You can see my dad try to start the fire with a leaf blower. It's really hilarious.
Does he sing the song?
Does he sing the song? No, he doesn't.
We didn't start the fire?
No, he doesn't sing. He's not one of those. My dad's
very... I never know where you're going with those. And then I know, ends right?
No one does.
It's always way different than you expected. So, well, I mean, so not growing up was really... the normal Christmas upbringing. What kind of, how did y'all celebrate
it? We just observe Christmas like commercially, you know, like gift giving, yeah. That kind of thing. But yeah, that's all it
that's
was.
That's how it is for
most,
me now.
I think that's how it is for most people.
I married into a family that, you know, celebrates Christmas. So I sort of adopted all their traditions and things like that.
So it's like you get two holidays for the price of one.
I do.
That's very.
I get Hanukkah and Christmas.
That's very Jewish of you. Is what
it is. Isn't it? He's still paying for the presents and. In some form or fashion, it's never for the price of one.
It's true.
Well, I'm saying
we have the same bacon.
He gets two holidays. Okay, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So it's just basically shit that I want that I don't pick out myself.
It's exactly right. You like get people to get it for you.
You just hope that people get you the.
You guilt people into getting it for you.
No, I don't guilt people.
Is that what it is?
No.
You sure?
A little bit. That's Hanukkah guilt, not guilt.
It's crazy how the expectation of Christmas gifts have just scaled upwards in the past like decade, where. It's not enough, like, oh, I'm just going to get this person a DVD. You go to Best Buy, and the big gift attraction is, like, get them a tablet. You know, get them a, like, you know, or, a laptop or a
like
two-in-one
a
or something.
Or, like, a big movie collection.
Yeah, it's, like, gift under $50 now. It's for your
it's for stocking for stockings. Stuff, yeah.
Like, really? No. You go to Walmart and get a $2.99 gift.
Yeah, I remember one Christmas I got, like, it was a Donkey Kong Country 2. That's all I got. I was so excited about that.
Just a single game.
And
I got, usually for Christmas, I got every game system that I really wanted. And that's all I really got. I got that and a game. That's normally what I got.
It's not bad.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except when I was a kid and I really wanted action figures, I always asked for like Ghostbusters and Star Wars.
Did you ever get it?
Sometimes, not always. Like, I asked for the Millennium Falcon a bajillion times.
You never got your Millennium Falcon?
I got it on my 10th birthday. I got it.
That sounds like a great story. We should make a movie about that.
It's not that great.
That was like me and my brother. We always collected, we would collect Transformers, and the one that we always wanted was Fortress Maximus, this huge construct.
Was
that
he in Gwar?
Cue the jingle bells.
Yeah. But you could like race the little Autobot cars through him, or Decepticon cars through him. I forgot whether it was Autobot or Decepticon, but it was like $100 or something. It was just never going to happen. My second cousins, however, had it.
Yeah.
And I remember we went over one day, and we would always go over there, and me and my brother saw that. I think that's when we started to hate them just a little bit. And we were playing with it, and I remember this vivid memory of a roach crawling out of where the car is supposed to go. It goes into this base, and the car will go into it and come out the other side.
So you stop playing. I don't want to play with this anymore.
Well, I threw a car in there, and the roach came out the other side before the car.
Is that your most horrific roach story?
Well, no. The most horrific roach story is when one flew directly at me, like at my face, and that
was
the first.
Are you scared of
roaches? No, that was the first time I had ever. Seen a roach fly. I had no idea they could fly.
They have wings.
And I screamed like a girl.
What's your most horrific roach story? I don't know how we got from Christmas to this, but let's just go with it.
You know, nightmare for Christmas-ish, I guess. Worst roach story.
I will admit right now, I am terrified of those little damn things.
Are
I
you really?
Them.
Wait, are you scared of the little tiny ones or the big hissing ones?
Big tree
ones?
Roaches.
Yeah, the big hissing ones.
If you're not from Texas, you don't really know, but...
Yeah, we got these big tree roaches that have, like, the big fat butt on the end, they fly at you. And I think that would be one of the worst stories is that I was coming down an attic, and Well, actually, no, I wasn't coming down. I was going up the attic, and I turned the light on, and a roach, like, flew out.
It's like they fly right at you, too.
Well, because like they get scared. And so they flew at me. I freaked out, and I fell down the attic steps. That's probably the worst story.
You want to hear mine?
Sure.
This one, I was working at a Sam Goody, so it was about 45 minutes away from.
So there were roaches in Sam Goody?
No. There was a roach in my shoe all the way up to the store, and I kept on feeling something weird.
In your shoe?
In my shoe.
Oh. Like inside your toes, like near your toes.
Yes.
And you felt it the whole entire time?
I didn't know what was going on. When I got there, and I was like, what the fuck? And I took my shoe off finally, and a roach came out.
Oh, no. Did you cry?
I freaked out. Like, I didn't cry.
I can't believe that you didn't crush it at some
point. Oh, I killed the motherfucker.
No, I mean, like, while you're just walking to work or something.
I'm more terrified of spiders and roaches.
Yeah.
Yeah, like spiders get me. Spiders and snakes, I can't.
Spiders don't have that much of a problem with, because if you notice, they're just always in the corner of the room. They're just minding their own business.
Bite your fucking face off.
Well, I don't think they're gonna do that.
I've seen Arachnophobia. That shit's real.
I don't think that movie is real.
I don't play.
It's real. It's a documentary. It's not a movie.
I don't play around with snakes. Snakes. That's the thing. That's my ultimate fear right there. Snakes.
Yeah. So you would never have a pet snake.
I had to live. Seriously, in my first apartment, my dumbass roommate had a pet snake. It lived in the room with us.
What kind of snake was it?
It was some kind of weird python thing.
Pythons are not too bad.
Well, this one hated me because every time I would stare at it from across the room, it would like snap at the glass.
Don't stare at it.
Well, what are you supposed to? I don't want to look at the snake.
It smashed the glass.
Every time I walked, it would like, you know, launch
it
itself.
The fear, man.
It would launch itself at the glass and hit the glass. It was not a very smart snake. Every time I walk in that room, walk in, look to my right, make sure the snake's still in there. One day, I walked into the apartment. No one was there. And I go in my room, and I look over, and I don't see the snake. I'm like, oh, maybe he's under the rock. And I look under the rock. He's not there. And I turn around, and I'm looking around the room, and I was so absolutely terrified.
You knew he was going to jump out of
the
moment.
I left the apartment. I waited outside until those idiots came back.
You want to hear how I'm going to segue back into something geeky from here? Talked about roaches. Roaches are insects. Let's talk about the Ant-Man trailer coming out soon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I had.
Ant-Man trailer's coming out soon?
Yeah, they just announced that the Ant-Man trailer, it's done, and it will be released very soon.
The non-Edgar Wright Ant-Man.
The non-Edgar Wright Ant-Man.
Sad day.
Sad, I know. I'm still going to see it, though.
I'm going to watch it.
And Evangeline Lilly has leaked out, sort of rumored out, that there might be an earlier version of the Avengers showing up sometime in the future.
So where does this take place in the timeline of the Marvel Universe?
I don't really know. I believe it's current, but because see, that's why the original Ant-Man is older.
It's Michael Douglas. It's
Michael Douglas, who's definitely old.
So this movie is more of a heist movie.
Yes.
A super-powered heist movie.
Because Scott Lang is the character played by, I can't think of his name.
Something. No.
Apatow?
No.
No, not Apatow. He's been in a bunch of Apatow movies. I can't think of his name now.
I can't think of his name.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. I knew he had a Rudd in there somewhere.
Yeah. He's really funny, too. I'm really looking forward to him in this character. But
I would like to see him take a serious approach to it.
I'm sure it's a Marvel movie. They'll have a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of you guys see Birdman?
Not yet.
I want to.
Yeah, that looks cool.
It's a contender for best film.
I'm told it's not,
not
what
Harvey?
You think it is. Well, it's not... It's not. I don't think it's not Harvey Birdman. No.
That'd be even better.
That's disappointing.
But the cool thing about it is, I think we and George and I have talked about this. It's supposedly supposed to look like one long continuous shot.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
But it's really not.
Yeah,
there's no way they could do the whole movie in one shot.
What I really like about it, it's literally a parallel of Michael Keaton's life.
It really is.
Yeah, that's what I think is astonishing, and he's the perfect fit for it.
You know, what my favorite long continuous shot is Goodfellas. The first shot where they're walking into...
Walking into the club?
Into the club, through the kitchen, and everything. Yeah. How many times they had to do that shot before they got it right?
You want to know my favorite single long take is? Boogie Nights. When they go... when they first introduced all the main characters, when they go through that... I don't think it was Studio 54, but it was like supposed to be like one of the cool hip movies. Paul Thomas Anderson is famous for his one long take.
Oh, yeah.
As well as... Steven Spielberg.
Right, yeah.
And Gravity Guy. The hell's his name? Alphonse Cuarón?
Mm-hmm.
People did Children of Men.
It takes a lot of work to get those correct.
Well, it's a lot of rehearsing and a lot of coordination. And I mean, you screw up, you got to pull that shit back and do it all over again, which is very expensive.
If you have one grip that pops up in the shot, you're done.
They'll just digitally erase them later.
Well, they probably could do that now.
Did you ever watch with Ethan Hawke, Julie Delpy, Before Sunset?
No.
They're walking I've in Paris. That there's that long continuous shot as they're walking, like just forever, it seems like.
Really?
Yeah, Richard Linklater, and I think it was a chick that wrote that movie. There are three movies now.
Yeah.
And it's literally just two people talking the whole movie. And it's a conversation that takes place from evening till morning.
Okay. I've never seen those. I've always heard about them.
Yeah, Before Sunrise.
He's a Texas filmmaker, man. You should give him some props.
All those movies are pretty good.
Dazed and Confused.
I love Dazed and Confused. Okay. I really do.
Boyhood, which is
I have not seen Boyhood yet.
Which is a contender for another best film this year.
Have you seen it?
No, but I've seen parts, and I've heard a lot of good reviews.
It was filmed over 12 years or something like that?
Yeah. They took a 12-year-old kid or a 10-year-old kid, contractually said, we're going to film you once every year, and everyone came back once a year to film certain scenes.
Yeah,
literally, he grows up before your eyes in this movie.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. It's a movie, Boyhood. A movie that's I've never heard been done like that before.
Nope. Yeah, so let's talk a little about some of your favorite movies of the year, because we're not going to give away too much because we have our rewind episode coming up soon, but. As far as what you've seen, what has stood out the most to you as a, you know, your top contender?
My top contender of the year. It's very geeky, and the reason why it reminds me of why I got into film in the first place, which is Guardians of the Galaxy. It reminds me so much of Indiana Jones.
Yes,
it's pretty much Indiana Jones meets Star Wars, which are my two biggest film favorites. And
it's an epic space adventure.
Yeah.
It's Space Avengers.
Yeah, and it's just a really well tight story, and it's funny and it's engaging.
Have you seen the honest trailers of Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. We watched it together.
It's so funny. Yeah. Have you seen that yet?
What did you say? It was like, Grubaka?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
Chewbarka.
Chewbarka, there you go. Because Groot's Chewbacca.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I haven't even seen the movie yet.
What?
Yeah, no.
Get out of here.
No.
No. Seriously. Get out of here. You have not seen Guardians of the Galaxy yet.
No.
The highest. Do you have a Blu-ray player
at home? Yeah.
Do you have a 3D Blu-ray player at home?
No.
Do you have a 2D Blu-ray player at home?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you borrow the movie.
Cool.
You have to watch it, though.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
It's a good movie.
Need something to do tomorrow night.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that made me feel sad now. It's Christmas Eve. Come on.
I don't know what
we
you
just talked about this. He doesn't really celebrate Christmas that much.
Hey, it's a day off. You know what Christmas is to me? I get to sit on the couch and watch NBA games all day, and that's pretty good.
Are you a big basketball fan?
Yeah, I'm a big NBA and NFL guy. So,
how are you feeling about the Rockets this year?
I'm loving them. I'm a little concerned this week right now.
Why? Who are they playing this week?
Here's what I'm tuning out.
Had a couple of losses, and anyway, so we'll bounce back.
We'll bounce back. All right, it's okay.
Welcome back to NBA.
Rockets are on fire this year, and they are serious contenders to going all the way this year.
Like NBA Jam.
Well, you know, the problem is that there's a lot of good teams.
Yeah,
we're in a conference with a ton of good teams. So as good as we are.
Home team.
Anyway, this is not a sports podcast. I'm sure some people are upset about this.
Oh, all right. I wasn't even paying attention. Sorry about that.
My favorite movie of the year, definitely Interstellar.
You know, that was going to be my second choice.
I have not seen it yet.
So freaking... I want to go back and see it again.
It's worth seeing twice.
Yeah.
And the second time I saw it was IMAX.
I guess it's worth seeing once, too.
Yeah.
Which I haven't done yet.
It's still in theaters. You go tomorrow. Or Christmas,
I gotta work tomorrow.
Christmas Day.
Go see Christmas Day. Mm. You're not going to go see The Interview.
No. I don't think... Let's talk about The Interview. That's a good segue. Okay, so when we first started planning this episode, everything went fucking crazy with this. So
it's a bipolar of
everybody
like
knows
Sony.
About it. And we've talked about it. I still think that this was all a big publicity stunt. There's some way they're riding the coattails on this, man. They're like...
So you're putting us going with cyber war with North Korea as publicity stunt.
Yes.
I don't think that the president would be... I don't think that the White House would have gotten involved if they felt like it was something like this.
Unless they're like, paying him a fuckload of money.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Government can't do that.
But here's that thing. It leads to that, you know, any publicity is good publicity for the movie.
That's very true. And it's... But really... Is this movie worth going through hell. And I mean, it's James Franco and Seth Rogen. Stupid comedy.
No, I'm exactly sure it's right. not.
It's a stupid comedy.
I'm sure it's not, but it's the principle of the thing of when they decided at first to pull the movie out.
I thought that was a stupid decision.
It was the principle of some you know, pea-sized country on the other side of the world with that is, you know,
Napoleon complex.
A cruel, you know, dictatorship and inhuman place to live. Is going to tell us not to, is going to threaten us.
Well,
you know?
The worst part about it is that Sony, they fell for it.
They capitulated,
the bait,
yeah.
Basically. And then,
yeah, they really
and
did.
Then Alamo Drafthouse, which is one of my favorite movie theaters. If you're a cinemaphile or yep. just love movies in general, I would totally recommend this place. They were going to show Team America in its place.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And
America,
literally,
yeah.
like hours after they announced it, Paramount got a hold of that company and told them,
"Nope,
no, we are not going to do that."
Yeah, you cannot. Even though you could probably show the DVD you own or whatever, you cannot show the movie,
which is fucking stupid. Like they're overreacting. Over
even
nothing.
Though you can go watch it on Netflix if you wanted to.
Yeah,
America,
is it on Netflix?
Yes, it is.
Oh, see, there you go.
I don't think they pulled it.
But anyway, none of this stuff matters anymore because they're still going to air the movie.
Maybe he's so ronery.
So ronery.
I think that the plan I heard on Sunday on the This Week with George Stephanopoulos show, that news program, there's that general talking about how they're going to load the movie on the thumb drives and drop it over North Korea. I think they should do that. Go ahead and do that. Just like... Because the whole concept
they're going to bomb the country with a bomb.
Because the whole listed reason why they're actually so upset is because the country has no... These people are so uneducated. They have no internet. They have no access to anything. The propaganda has led them to believe that that Kim Jong-un is a god king of sorts. Kind of, he's actually in that country, he's a religious deity.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you should depict a movie
make fun of that
killing
movie.
Him...
Yeah, yeah.
Or depicting the movie that you could kill him, if the populace saw it over there, it would wake them up to this realization that the entire world thinks they're a joke, which they do. So it would possibly destabilize the government over there. That's what they're really scared about.
Which is fine. Don't ban the movie from that country. Don't like.
Well, I mean,
don't throw a hissy fit and say you can't show that movie ever.
Well, I mean, the thing is that. There is pirates. There is channels through China that where stuff gets leaked in there.
That's not my problem.
And that's what they're worried about. It's like, obviously, the movie's going to be all over China.
Well, yeah.
They can get leaked into North Korea relatively easily.
Maybe that's why Pirate Bay went down, because they didn't want it to leak onto there.
No, I don't think so. Sweden wouldn't do that. Sweden's a really dick move for doing that, but...
Isn't it back up?
Nope.
No, it's a proxy, but yeah, it's... Not as good as Pirate Bay, but yes, somewhat back up.
Yeah.
Someone rebrought it back. Eventually, they'll shut that one down.
You can't stop torrent communities anymore. Just, it's, there's too many people who are too entrenched.
And this is coming from a filmmaker's point of view. I get you're losing money.
Yeah. Right.
However, more people are watching your stuff, which means you're being exposed to more and more people. You're growing.
Less money means less funding for filmmakers.
For new projects, yeah. But if people see your...
In theory. The reality is, like, if you want to take a look at how much money they're making based on advertising, distribution rights,
right,
regional distribution rights, like, I'm sure they're still doing okay. It's not like the music industry where it's just completely gutted and bottomed out, you know?
Yeah.
And it's also part of record label's fault, though, in my opinion.
Oh, but- no. I mean, the music industry got what was coming to it, but the movie industry had... The movie industry had the benefit of seeing what happened to the music industry, and they've been able to do things to allay that and subsidize other projects. Like, you know, Netflix pays these film companies a certain amount of money to, you know, lease their movies or their TV shows, and now
they're giving a big middle finger to all the movie companies, saying, you know what, fuck it, we're gonna make our own content.
You know what they're making next? Have you heard this?
What?
Netflix, besides the Marvel, all the great Marvel series coming out,
stuff.
But the next Pee Wee Herman movie will be on Netflix.
Oh, get the fuck out of town, yeah. Really?
Oh.
It's not going to be from Judd Apatow's company?
No, Judd Apatow is producing it, but it's going straight to Netflix.
Is it?
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's cool.
He was on the Nerdist podcast recently talking about something like that, about
Pee-wee?
How, yeah.
Wait, there's other podcasts outside of this podcast?
Mm-hmm.
There's actually much better podcasts outside
of this podcast. Hey, I take offense to that. I'm just as good and funny and charming as Chris Hardwick will ever be on a good day.
What about a bad day?
Double that. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Chris Hardwick is charming to a point where he charms me, and that's...
You trying to say I don't charm you right now?
Well, I mean, you know...
I'm pissing you off right now.
Put your pants back on, and maybe, you know...
So, what else were you going to say about Netflix?
That's it.
Oh, it was just Pee Wee Herman's
thing? Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they have lots of projects in the works, but...
They also have that Adam Sandler crap.
Yeah.
The worst idea ever.
I haven't seen that.
Yep, so here's the article from TheVerge.com. The new Pee Wee Herman movie is reportedly coming straight to Netflix. It's pretty cool.
And so is this going to be like a direct sequel from Pee Wee's Herman Big Top Adventure?
Big Top Pee Wee? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Or is this going to be like a standalone movie? Like, why does Pee Wee Herman look so old now?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. Are they going to pretend it's the same time period, or?
They can't, man. They have to. They have to move on. He is old. He's like in his 50s.
Yeah. That's it?
But there's a lot of makeup.
I say he's in his early 60s.
There's a lot of makeup involved there.
Yeah. So, Netflix, apparently they're making a sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Is going direct to Netflix for a little bit, and then is going back to theaters.
It was going to go into Netflix and then IMAX, and some of the theaters are not happy that it's going to be competing with, you know...
So you can watch it for free at home on Netflix, or if you miss it, you have to go to the theater.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so it's like a limited time on Netflix, then it goes to theaters.
On my couch, watching a Netflix, or paying $7 and going to a theater?
I'd pay $7 to go see it in the theater.
I think I'll sit on my couch and,
Now, speaking of Netflix and some of the Marvel series, they officially announced Luke Cage.
I saw that. And he's not getting his own show right away. He's going to...
Eventually.
But he's going to be in the, not Alias show, what the hell's her name? Jessica Jones. Yeah.
AKA Jessica Jones, yeah.
Yeah.
So the character, or the guy playing him, is named Mike Coulter.
What he's been in.
That's what I'm trying to look where he's been.
I like Jennifer Garner. You mentioned Alias.
No, not that Alias.
Wrong Alias, my friend. Not the J.J. Abrams Alias.
No, sir. Alias was a great series written by Brian Michael Bendis. Jessica Jones was sort of like a
super spy.
No.
Ex-superhero super spy.
Yeah, well, ex-superhero, but she started her own like private investigation company type of deal.
We mentioned Evangeline Lilly earlier. Was she the girl in Lost?
Yes.
And The Hobbit.
Another great show.
All I'm remembering is the women you talk about, so I can picture them in my mind.
He's like, men, ooh, women, all right.
now I'm intrigued.
We can segue into another Evangeline Lilly project. Let's talk about The Hobbit.
Yeah, has it been time? Can we let the cat out of the bag
talk about it. Yeah.
Spoiler.
It's a bad Hobbit to break.
You don't like it.
Crickets.
It was just like candy. It was just candy. It was just movie candy is what it was.
You know, I saw it the second time.
Have you seen it twice already?
Yeah, I went with my nephews for the second time.
I haven't seen it again yet.
Saw it in IMAX. Definitely worth seeing in IMAX because you see the grand scope of everything.
Right.
The battles look cooler and sounds were more soundy and epic-y.
Did you say soundy?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard that actual term before. Soundy.
Trademarked.
Those are good 3D IMAX movies, I will say.
It is so much better the second time around.
Really?
Yeah. I think what it was is that, one, I hadn't seen the second movie in a while.
Yeah.
So when we saw it the first time, it kind of like just threw you into the third movie, expecting you to kind of remember everything that happened in the second one. And,
Here's the dragon again. What the hell?
I'm like, wait, what? But yeah, this time now, knowing where they're going to go with it, I refreshed my memory a little bit, and I went to go into seeing the third one the second time with a little bit more fresher memory of the previous films. And it plays a lot better. Like, the deaths in the movie play a little bit better, too, in the second viewing for me. So I was a little harsh on it the first time. And it was a lot more enjoyable the second time around.
I think that's the way the Lord of the Rings movies were. It was just, when you watch them together as one sequence, it works a little bit better rather than having to remember But I don't know. I still think that...
Yeah, too much time between viewings, really. When they took a book that was, like, what, 90 pages and made it into a six-hour epic.
See, but that doesn't really matter, though. I mean, because they added stuff from the...
Cimmerillion.
Cimmerillion, is that how you say it?
I guess.
I don't think they did. They took some stuff from there and kind of added the depth to the book that that the book didn't have.
Yeah.
Because the book was very one-sided.
But not actually whole scenes from the Cimmerillion. They just added lore.
Thank you. The mythology.
Because they can't legally do that.
Yeah.
And get away with it.
No, probably not.
Where's Dave when you need him?
I know, he's the Lord of the Rings expert.
Yeah, he's a Middle Earth expert.
The Tolkien, that's where he is right now. He's in Middle Earth. That's why he's not here this evening.
He's not in the North Pole, he's in Middle Earth.
He's a different kind of elf tonight.
Since you said elf, the Legolas stuff, man, still looks weird.
There was still that one scene where they're fighting on the log.
Super Mario thing?
Yeah, he did that weird flip, and it just looks so bad.
Wait, what?
He was fighting the
big orc at the end, right? Yeah, he wasn't on a log. He was on a tower that was falling apart.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, and he does like a Super Mario jump.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was nothing's as bad as the two towers sliding on the shield as a skateboard.
I thought that
thing was
cool when I saw that as a kid.
Hey,
I saw that movie in high school. So
yeah, not me.
My high school did a field trip to go see that movie.
Really?
Yeah, I was in. Audio video class.
Oh.
And we went to a lot of movies for field trips. We saw like Finding Nemo. We saw Two Towers.
That's not the totally different movie.
Yeah, different movie, guys. And then we saw another movie. I can't remember what it is right now.
To The Hobbit. Is it for anybody who's not really super super into the series? Do you think it's worth for them to go to see?
Yes.
Or should they just wait for, watch them all, they come on TV for free?
If you've seen the first and second one in theaters already, you're obligated, but you should just do yourself a service and just see how it ends.
Yeah.
And enjoy it. Because that's all it really is.
It was a satisfying ending to the movie.
Yeah, it was a nice little, dot at the end. Like, Peter Jackson said, like, hey, this literally directs into my other... three movies that I made $1 billion off of.
Yeah.
You know, artistically, it was never as compelling as the Lord of the Rings movies.
No.
I'm just talking about from the basics of shots and the way things and the design of the sets and everything like that. I mean, like, this was more reliant on computer technology to a fault, They didn't have the robustness of seeing Rohan actually built on location in that excellent mountain in the middle of New Zealand.
I don't know, that town that's on water, it is a town on water.
Yeah, well, part of it.
Well, on set, like, a big majority of that set is floating. Like, so, I mean, you have to imagine the difficulties of filming a set on water.
No. I mean, there are good parts to it. I just think that,
another problem for me, though, for the movie is that the movie's called The Hobbit.
Right.
And it's about Bilbo. However, in the third movie, Bilbo's hardly a centerpiece.
The first trailer I saw a few months ago for the movie, he was in the trailer for about 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Total. I was like, what the hell is going on?
He's relegated
here?
In the third movie.
He really is.
He's supposed to be a character for us as an audience to latch onto, to be dwelled into this world, which I don't think that was done successfully.
But, absolutely not.
But where this one didn't do it pretty much at all towards the end, I think Lord of the Rings movies kind of leaned on it too heavily. Well, especially, like at those scenes with Frodo and Samwise.
That's
like,
exactly why we had 8 endings at the end of Return of the King.
Yeah, and it's just...
There should only be one return, and that's Return of the Jedi.
That's Peter Jackson's problem when he makes movies, is balance. He doesn't understand like when to tone it down, when to scale it up.
He just needs a good editor to tell him what
basically,
to do.
Basically, yeah.
Maybe.
That's basically it.
And I really...
Are you putting your hat in the ring?
I wish.
Well, for example, I'll give you a specific scene. In Two Towers, remember where... Frodo and Sam are walking through the wilderness and they're just exhausted and they're about to give up.
Wait a minute, they're walking?
I don't
watch movies with walking.
And Frodo says, to Sam, he's like, well, what are we holding on to? Or it was, okay, never mind, it was the siege of Gondor anyway. Or the siege of the river town next to Gondor. And So Samwise goes into this lengthy speech, and there's nothing wrong with the speech inherently, mm-hmm. but they have this sweeping orchestral music playing over, and they're cutting to scenes of Isengard being destroyed. Yeah, yeah. Okay, the music and the speech together, too sugary, too maudlin, too much. If they just remove the music and had the sounds of the battle going while he's talking, I think that'd be more gritty, more like... More and real. more emotional.
To go for a more poetic approach, though.
But it's just so like I remember watching that theater and going, "Oh, they're overreaching here. This is too much." Like,
right.
However, you're talking about a guy who, had he censored himself, we wouldn't have had these epic scenes like we got from Dead Alive, also known as the bloodiest movie ever made.
Have you seen Meet the Feebles yet?
No, I haven't. We were going to do a screening commentary thing, and we never did.
I think I let somebody borrow that, didn't I?
I don't know.
I don't remember now.
I don't remember either.
Maybe. Was it Dave? Dave, are you listening? Are you there, man? Dave, are you there? Dave's not here, man.
Dave's not here, bro.
Let's talk about some Walking Dead news.
There's Walking Dead news?
Well, there's rumors that the main show is going to be bringing back a dead character.
Surprise.
Can you believe it? And she just left the show like a few...
Oh, get out of town. Yeah. Really, her...
There's rumors
the internet complained enough to where they were going to bend over.
Apparently, there was enough complaint that it might be flashback type of deal.
But Dave's going to be upset.
Yeah. We called that too, huh?
Yeah, Dave called that.
What do you think? It's stupid.
Yeah, it's... if it's really who I think it is, it's stupid.
Who do you think it is?
The chick that just got killed. Beth. Which is Beth, yeah.
Yep.
I was going to call her Gwen, but I wasn't right.
Not Lori. Not, oh, fuck no.
I don't watch that show.
You don't watch Walking Dead?
I watched the first season, and then after that, I was like, this is a soap opera with zombies. I'm not into it.
Season one was good, man.
It was okay.
They have
until they blew up bulletproof glass.
What?
In the CDC, when they blew
up. Oh, yeah.
With the hand grenade. I don't know, it just seemed a little too easy.
So, they have a new show that they... The sister show. It's going to be based in L.A., they said.
Yes, I don't like that idea either.
It's called Cobalt, which is probably just a code name right now, but yeah. Which is stupid, too. I don't think they need it. No, they? They don't need
they really
a sister
don't.
Show.
So it's going to be like a...
If they did a
same show, universe, same time period, just different people.
Yeah. Different people.
If they really were going to do a sister show, I said this before on the show, they should do an international version where it takes place in London, because in the show they talked about how London goes dark. That's immediately when they can pick up in the show.
They should either... Okay, here's the only
or at
two
least
really,
give us some secrets of where the zombie came from.
Right,
like
the only two logical choices they should do a prequel, like before, and then like what happened, or do something like 20 years later.
Like in the
aftermath,
future?
Yeah. That'd be cool.
I want to see it happen. I want to see the stuff like the civilization like while the apocalypse is going down.
Yeah.
Because we never saw that.
He was sleeping through it.
In the actual comics, does who's the writer's Kirkman?
Yeah.
Robert Kirkman, yes.
Does he ever explain like really what happened, like to start it?
No,
never.
No.
That's why I'm not a fan.
He leaves it up to you to decide. This is not, you know, Return of the Living Dead 2.
Right. Yeah, but I mean
they don't have to like sugarcoat it.
To me, I remember I listened to the audiobook for World War Z and was just absolutely enthralled by the way they presented that.
They actually call them zombies.
Yeah.
In that book, in that movie. You know, okay, the weird thing about...
Wait, you're talking about the movie or the book?
The audio. Well, I didn't read the book. I got the audio book.
Oh, okay.
It was all acted out by all those
really?
People. It was
so
great.
So, you know, the book, it was written by Max Brooks, right?
Uh-huh.
You know who his father is? We've talked about this
Mel
before.
Brooks?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was totally blown away when they told me that. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. But
yeah, that's true.
So, that's why you got Brad Pitt.
I wonder if Mel Brooks, pitched in and, say, that's not funny enough.
There's not enough Jews in that movie.
Not enough Jewish jokes.
Not enough Jewish
there.
Comedy in there. You need a zombie moil.
Is that why they're in Israel in the movie?
Maybe.
That
was racist, sir.
Huh?
You're like, what?
Was it?
No, not really.
No, I didn't think so.
So let's talk about some upcoming movies.
Sure. What you got in mind?
You put this on the list here. Robert Rodriguez is doing Fire and Ice.
Yeah, that's right.
I've never truthfully seen it. I know.
Sad. Have you ever seen...
It's Ralph Bakshi, right?
Yeah, have you ever seen the animated versions of Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually have The Hobbit.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
All right, so the animation style is pretty much identical.
Yeah.
Frank Frazetta wanted to make his art come to life. And
I love Frazetta.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys got it on the Trello, but I had put a link to his gallery so you can see his art gallery. And Robert Rodriguez is also a part of getting that gallery to tour across America a couple of years ago. And you paid like $40-$50 and you get to go and see the art in person, and then they actually sold like copies and stuff.
I still have a Danzig comic book that I believe is Death Dealer that he did with Frazetta. He did all that artwork for it. I have Danzig's autograph on it.
All right, for those who are listening and don't know who Frazetta is, he's very famous for those 1950 fantasy pulp Conan Barbarian. Yes. When they were first coming out. He did the cover
heavy
art.
Metal. For the, he did a lot of heavy metal comic or magazines.
Yeah, he did the cover art for the Conan.
He did a couple. Barbarian. He did a Manowar album cover, I believe, yep. too. Yeah.
So this guy is a art legend into many people's eyes, yeah. And he made an animated movie called Fire and Ice, and which was based off of a painting that he made, and the guy who made the Lord of the Rings animated movies. Directed this, but the technology was a little limited and they ran out of money in the middle of filming or making the movie. So Frazetta was never happy with what happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the final product, he was never, yeah. Yeah, he was never happy with it. Fast forward however many years.
Is this going to be live action?
That's the idea. Like Rodriguez wants to do live action stuff, and I included some concept art. And when I saw him live a couple of years ago at WizardCon, he showed
Frazetta or Rodriguez?
Rodriguez. Frazetta's dead. For people who didn't know. Sorry.
So he's not going to be happy with this thing?
I mean, I don't know. He was buddy-buddy with Rodriguez for years.
Okay.
And he's good friends with Frazetta.
How long ago did he die?
Not too long ago, for what I understand. But Rodriguez talked to him, got a lot of notes from him, because apparently this Fire and Ice thing was on... like something he wanted to do for years.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised he's getting financial backing from anybody after the horrible Sin City 2 collapse.
Oh, haven't seen it yet.
Okay. It's all right.
Not
saying I haven't seen it.
It just did horribly in movie theaters.
It was released at a bad time.
Not only was it released at a bad time, it was 10 years too late.
Okay, so I'm looking at Frazetta, the concept artwork for this, and I'm going to turn this around.
Yeah, that's
it. Looks like an Amon Amarth album cover.
Yeah, it looks great.
Or, you know that band Ex Mortis?
Yeah.
There's a cover that looks just
So that's actually done by Frazetta?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think the cover art is, no.
No?
That concept art is done by Robert Rodriguez's team.
Yeah, because that looks very much more stylized than Frazetta's.
But it's based with the Frazetta style in mind, and also he's gotten the blessing from the family to do it, and I don't know, I'm pretty excited because as a kid, I watched Fire and Ice, and I saw the Lord of the Rings movies, and I was like, oh, these are pretty cool movies,
and
it's just really interesting to see how he's going to do it.
Frazetta did the stuff for Conan the Barbarian, right?
Yeah.
Like, he did the actual...
He did the cover art for the pulp books.
For the books. He didn't participate in the
comics,
like, or any promotional art for the movie.
You know, maybe the original movie, maybe,
because like the poster is pretty much hand drawn, like Arnold and stuff.
Yeah.
That.
You know what? Maybe I would have to look into that.
Have you ever watched the Conan the Barbarian the DVD, the special edition?
I have that edition.
Have you watched it with the commentary with him and John Milius?
Yeah, they talk about all the chicks he's had sex with on set.
First of all, it's so great. Just the commentary itself is so great.
Any Arnold Schwarzenegger commentary is great. Have you ever seen the Total Recall commentary?
Yeah, I have that, yeah.
Here's the part where I was doing this. Like, really, dude? That's your commentary?
Like, oh, look, there's a chick with the three boobs.
Yeah.
I was a little not sure of the three boobs, but it was okay because she had three boobs.
It was like him just hanging out and watching the movie with a friend.
It's exactly what it was. Is like explaining to his friends what he was
doing. Here's what I was doing there. No, tell us about the making of the movie, dude. Come on.
It's like, oh, look at me shooting, God. I look so cool.
I had a bagel that morning.
This is I heard this thing on...
So go on and say what you're saying. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, okay. Well, on the DVD, the actual documentary, there was part of it where they're talking about... what was the guy's name? Was the actual writer
Of the Oliver Stone?
No, Robert E. Howard.
Oh, the creator of Conan.
Yeah. how he would sit there and imagine, or when he was writing it, he was writing the character of Conan, writing these stories, and he was such a nutbag that he would imagine Conan standing over him with an axe, threatening to kill him if he didn't complete writing. So he would just write furiously through the night, and he was on all sorts of drugs like that. But yeah,
no way, really?
A guy who turns into a snake, you don't come up with that just not being on drugs.
But I mean, I don't know, I just every time I hear the word Conan, I'm just reminded of all the first time I watched that movie and then the first time I watched the DVD with all the commentary. It's just a really, that's like my holiday movie. I guarantee you I'm going to watch that on Christmas
Conan the Barbarian?
Day. Yeah.
So what do you think of Conan the Destroyer then?
I understand why it gets made fun of so much, but there's a part of me that likes it. Really? just for the charm of seeing him in that character again.
One movie I just.
I know, but you know,
my least favorite Arnold.
Like, okay, the worst thing they
with Grace Jones.
Yes.
The worst thing they ever did was Jason Momoa as Conan the Barbarian, the remake they just made.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
just
that.
Just heartbreaking.
Is it going to be worse than him as Aquaman though?
I think he's a perfect fit for Aquaman.
That might work, but he was a good fit for a remade Conan, but
The writing and the directing of that movie was so bad.
Garbage.
Vinny Chase is the better Aquaman.
It's heartbreaking.
Oh, the dude from Entourage. Yeah, yeah.
You know the trailer for that came out today?
Did it really?
I watched it. I was like, wow. Okay, they're really going there, are they?
You know what sucks? That's it. Like the way the movie business is. That was their one shot at remaking Conan and bringing it back. And they screwed it up.
They're going to do a third one with Arnold called the King Conan.
With John Milius directing, that's been a rumor for like 15 years, though.
No,
it's
going
to be called Conan the Senior Citizen.
No, in this movie, he's supposed to be old. And like the idea of him being king, like someone throws him off of his throne, or they challenge him, like be able to rule the kingdom. And basically, he loses his kingdom and he has to get it back.
Okay.
And that's the whole premise of King Conan. At least that's what I was told.
If that's confirmed that they're going to be doing that, I'm very excited about that.
I mean, they confirmed Terminator Genesis like 4 or 5 years ago, and it finally happened.
See, I just figured we'd have heard about it by now. Like,
they still haven't spelled Genesis right.
It's things on purpose.
I know.
Okay.
It's like Cyberdyne.
Cyberdyne.
I heard on the Pete Holmes You Made It Weird podcast, he interviewed Dana Carvey, and... Yeah. He went into this explanation of how they came up with the characters, him and Kevin Nealon, for Hans and Franz.
Yep.
You gotta listen
to this clip. It's on YouTube, but it's just this very brief explanation of how they saw Arnold on TV giving an interview, and he was explaining to the interviewer how whenever he would be on tour or be visiting different cities, he'd go to the hotel, he'd run the stairs. I'm not going to do the act, the voice. Dana Carvey can do the voice so well. He'd run the stairs, he'd go in, take a nice light shower, and then you go and put on a nice white light cotton shirt, and he'd be ready for the evening. Like, what the hell does that mean? Like, what are you saying?
People give Arnold so much shit.
No, it's so great.
He should get shit for that.
Like, that was the inspiration.
White linen shirt.
You know what people should give him shit for? That horrible Christmas movie that he made, that he directed.
But all those movies have great Arnold moments.
Are you talking about Jingle All the Way?
No, that was a great movie.
They made a sequel to that with fucking Larry the Cable Guy.
Isn't he your hero?
No, he's not.
I don't know. You seem to idolize him a lot.
See, even the bad Arnold movies are just great for being Arnold movies.
He's not even in this movie. He directed a Christmas movie.
Which one are you talking about?
I forget what it's called. It's like something in Pennsylvania. Anyway, it's so bad that they aired it once, and it's never seen the light of day ever.
I've never heard of this. I didn't know he could direct.
He never hasn't directed since.
I guess he probably.
Let's
couldn't.
Talk about a good director, though.
Sure.
Terry Jones.
Terry Jones. You know who that is, right?
I do know who that is.
Who is it?
Monty Python.
He's a member of Monty Python.
Well, he's not.
He's the member. He's like the main. He was one of the main writers, right?
He's one of the main writers.
Yeah.
He has a new movie coming out that also has Robin Williams' final role.
Is it his final role?
Yeah, like. Like this was his last movie he made.
That's sad.
It is sad, and it has Simon Pegg in it. So
that's awesome.
I'm really excited. There's a clip that came out recently that basically shows Simon Pegg. He has like magic powers or something, and he has the ability to do anything he wants. And all of a sudden, the dog is barking, and he wants to understand what the dog's saying. So he's like, let me understand you. And he does, waves his hand, does some magic shit. And then all of a sudden, the dog starts talking, and it's Robin Williams' voice. And Robin Williams voices the dog.
So he's not actually, like, physically
in the movie. He's not physically in the movie, no. He just voices the dog. But this is his last role. Like, this is the last movie that he, like, worked on.
Wow. Okay. I like his movies. It's going to be cool.
Yeah. And there's another Christmas movie that's coming out soon that he did, that where he plays like
Nightmare, or the museum movie that just came out.
Oh, yeah.
Night at the Museum.
Maybe like five or four, whichever one they're on.
Whatever
now.
They're at.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Robin Williams' What Dreams May Come?
Yes. Yeah, man. I love that movie.
I want to watch that again.
It's on Netflix, I think.
Is it? Yeah, really? It's on Netflix, yeah.
It was such a beautiful movie.
It's a great looking movie. It's a sad movie. That's why
I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel about watching it now that he's gone, you know?
Yeah.
And he committed suicide. What? Yes. Mind blown.
Yeah.
Because that movie's about suicide.
I know.
It really is.
If you're all people who didn't see the movie.
So what are you looking forward to in 2015? What's top of your must see or must do list?
Other than Star Wars.
Well, let's take Star Wars off that, because everybody is going to be excited for Star Wars.
I'm
going to
stand in line, bro. I'm going to wait.
No, I'll be there with you. Yeah. I will.
I'm going to wait and buy my tickets and see it in IMAX 3D, center seat, row G.
That's right.
I already know my seat.
Row G, seat number one.
No, it's like seat number 20.
I know there's something.
27,
something
I think.
Pretty interesting. I saw a preview for it. I just can't remember the title of it. But
Jurassic World.
Yes, Jurassic
that,
World.
That does look interesting. Relatively interesting.
No, it's also top of my list to see this next year.
What else are you thinking about?
Avengers 2?
Yeah.
Age of Ultron. Coming out in May.
Yeah, I know.
Like
it's right around
5
the corner.
5 months, man.
I mean, I'll be honest. For me, there's nothing I'm anticipating more than the next Game of Thrones season. But also the return of Arrow.
That comes out in February?
April, I believe.
April?
They make you wait a long time
they
for it.
They do make you wait a long time. I hate that.
What about Jupiter Ascending?
I am, you know, a lot of people are giving that movie so much shit.
They're giving it a bad
what's this about?
Release time. The Wachowski siblings?
Let's just call them the Wachowskis.
Okay, the Wachowskis.
What's it about?
Oh, I'm sorry. You were asking a question. It's kind of hard to explain. Mila Kunis is on Earth.
Sold.
No. Mila Kunis.
Is on Earth. And
I'm right there with you, sold, man.
And these dudes from outer space come and find her while she's on this futuristic Earth, and they say, hey, you need to come with us to save save the planet, because there's this dude who's gonna like terraform and harvest the planet. And turns out she's royalty, and she's part of this big universe space opera royalty thing.
Huh.
And like they killed her parents and she was orphaned on Earth, and that's why she has no idea of her bloodline kind of deal. And has Channing Tatum with elf ears.
That I don't like. I don't like Channing Tatum.
He's been all right in his past movies.
He's not horrible, dude. He's better than, like, Chris Pine.
I don't like his face.
What's wrong with Chris Pine? Speaking of Chris Pine, we'll get to that in a second.
His eyes are fucking weird. They freak me out.
There's just one thing.
I stare into my soul.
A movie you need to see on Netflix right now.
Star Trek?
No. It's called Stretch. And it has Chris Pine in it. And it has that dude from The Conjuring. And he played Night Owl in The Watchmen.
Who do you play in The Conjuring? The dad?
Talking about Patrick Wilson?
Yes, Patrick Wilson. In this movie, Stretch. Stretch is a worthless limo driver who wants to get his life going, but he can't because he's fucking worthless.
Oh.
And he keeps fucking up everything he does, and he has a gambling habit, and he needs to score big, and he lands this crazy executive guy who has outrageous demands and parties hardy, and has bukus of money, and he promises Patrick Wilson, if you drive me the whole night, I will give you however much money you need to pay off your bookies. And it's just like this one crazy thing after another, and it's a sleeper hit on Netflix, yep. And I highly recommend it.
What's it called?
Stretch.
Stretch.
Cool. I'll have to look
so, it. Speaking of Star Trek really quick, they announced the sequel.
Yeah, they announced the new director.
New director, Justin Lin, who is famous, or I guess non-famous, whatever, for directing like four out of the whatever Fast and the Furious movies.
He also, the reason why they picked him though, Alex Kurtzman and Steve Orkey.
Yeah.
They are the producers of the Scorpion show that's on CBS.
CBS, yeah.
Are they involved in that?
Yeah, they're the executive producers and creators of the show of Scorpion.
Oh.
And Justin Lin directed the first two episodes.
Oh, okay.
So he's like buddy buddy with them, and I think he's also a producer on Scorpion as well.
I love when they did Fringe, one of my favorite shows.
That is one of my favorite shows, but yes. I just don't like their writing style. I think they really drop the ball a lot.
Have you watched Scorpion?
I have not yet. Is it good?
No, I haven't watched it, and I refuse to because I watch football on Sundays and CBS, they have the promos for that show come on, and CBS doesn't understand how to properly promo their shows. They have a show on their network called Person of Interest, which is actually very good.
It is a good show. Like, you know, it's very intelligent. Christopher Nolan's brother created that.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually a really good show. But if you
saw Jonathan Nolan.
Yeah. But if you saw the commercials for the show, like the way they promo it,
yeah,
you would be repulsed by Person of Interest. Same thing with Scorpion.
Brought to you by Scorpion. This play.
No, it's just
no and, man. And the way they market like it's super nerds who don't know what they're doing, saving the world.
But they're all like slick looking. They're all good looking guys.
And
what bothers me is the lead guy just looks like just some. He looks like the guy who should be the lead of Entourage.
Is Scorpion the one with the evil Terminator guy?
He's like their boss.
Robert Patrick?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the dude from X-Files? T-1000?
Yeah.
He's like the boss, yeah.
He's okay. The one that recruits everybody.
So here's the last thing I want to talk about in this episode. We're still talking about movies coming out in 2015. I pulled up. Let's talk about summer next year. Some of the movies coming out.
Okay.
And
is this the last topic?
Maybe.
Because I had one more thing to say.
Well, we'll let you get to it.
Okay.
I will give you that. Good. That'll be my Christmas present to you.
Thank you. Instead of cutting me off early, why are we reaching our time limit?
Well, you know, it's holidays. We want to get back to holiday shit.
I want you to listen to me forever.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
I do hear you forever in my head all the time.
I bet you do.
Let's talk about some of the movies coming out from, like, summertime.
Yeah.
Starting in April, we just talked about, like, Furious 7 is coming out.
Which I am going to go see.
I have never seen one Furious movie.
Really?
Nope.
Not one. Do you like car movies?
No, not really. I like driving cars.
So I've seen the first one. It's all right.
The first one's okay. Second one, not so great. Third one, not so great. They didn't get good until like the fourth or fifth one.
That's strange.
No, I'm telling
you. Wasn't the last one like a heist movie?
They're all heist movies now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, like toward like the fifth one, they become heist movies. And that's when it gets good because they caught the rhythm. And they don't have to explain anything. You don't need exposition. You know who these characters are.
Right.
Just get me in the action. Have some fun. I want to see stupid stunts with cars.
Yeah.
That's exactly what these movies are. And they're fun.
Yeah, it's candy movies.
Exactly. Moving on, we have something that's going to be everybody's top 10 of the year, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
They're making a sequel?
Apparently, I didn't know about that.
The first one did so well, they made a sequel.
I guess so.
Hey, did you ever see the Seth Rogen Mall Cop movie?
Yes, that was on Comedy Central a couple weeks ago.
What the hell is that movie called? Observer Report. Yeah.
That's a dark comedy.
It really is.
It's good, though.
It is good. It's one of Seth Rogen's better movies, yep. Which is hard to say.
Paul Blart should have been.
No.
Well. And so there's a little movie coming out in May.
A little movie.
May 1st is called The Avengers Age of Ultron.
Is it May 1st?
May 1st.
Wow.
That's not very far away, man.
No, it's not. I'm super excited.
I'm getting a chubby here.
Chubby wubby.
May 15th is Mad Max.
You don't look intrigued at all about that movie.
You don't care? Well, you don't care about The Avengers?
I like the first one, but it's just like... I'll see it when it comes out. I mean, I'll see it on.
Are you getting DVD. Are you getting superhero fatigue? Is that what it is?
I just don't give a. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. That's
a lot. You're not the only one. A lot of people are saying
you still have about 2 or 3 years before you can get that fatigue.
I don't know. To me, I mean, I honestly thought like the, and maybe this is a tacky opinion, but I'm not a comic book guy. But I thought that Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy was about as good as it can get. Like that
no
was
no way. No.
No, I'd say Guardians is much better.
Okay, I'll see Guardians. So
I would say Dark Knight is probably the realistic superhero movie you'll ever get.
I just love everything about that trilogy.
Yeah, Okay. We'll just move on.
I'm sure you guys have talked about this already.
We'll talk about this probably off the show, but there's a fan theory about the third movie that makes Dark Knight Rises so much better for me.
I want
to
hear that.
Okay, do we want to talk about it on air? Or?
Let's come back to it.
Okay, we'll come back to it later.
May 15th, Mad Max Fury Road.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
This looks so good. I'm a huge Mad Max fan.
Featuring Mel Gibson?
No, thankfully.
Okay.
I really wish that
it's came Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy is playing Mel Gibson's role.
And her name? Can't think of her name now.
Charlize Theron. I think she's more of the the centerpiece of the movie, and Tom Hardy just kind of like.
I'm sure she is.
Well, I mean, whatever.
He's like, oh yeah, I talk about chicks now. I got it again. Yeah, I'm good.
I met Charlize Theron in person. She's really nice.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Where?
At South by Southwest. 2007.
That's cool.
Yeah, we were six. It was right when she just did Aeon Flux.
Yeah.
That movie was horrible.
Yeah.
But
I didn't like the original cartoon either.
So. Also, she did Monster, and I think she got nominated for an Oscar that year, or won that year.
Yeah.
And she was basically did a panel about acting, and
okay.
I got a chance to talk to her afterwards. She was pretty cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, she was really nice. She waited and talked to everybody, signed crap, and.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool. Most people.
Yeah, most people after a panel, they just want to bolt and get going.
Let's move on. May 22nd, Tomorrowland finally comes out.
I want to see a whole trailer.
Yeah, they were pimping the hell out of that at D23 2 years ago. They were doing all this, secret, they had this whole thing where you could do, a treasure, go around all around Disneyland and all around different parts of D23, and it ultimately led you to winning the actual pin that they find in the movie.
Oh, that's cool.
And I didn't do it all. I didn't get all the way through. And they had I can't think what it was, but one of the podcasts I listened to, Inside the Magic, he did the whole thing. They interviewed the guys. It was just all a promotion for this movie. Nobody knew what it was until, the big, movie thing they had. They have it, at Comic-Con, the live-action movie event.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought out Brad Bird and... Oh, what's his name? I'm sorry.
George Clooney?
Lindelof. Damon Lindelof.
Oh. Is he a writer for that?
Yeah, he's writing it. And they had...
Lost writer.
Yeah.
So, I like Damon Lindelof. People don't like him so much, but...
I like him.
And people also didn't
cryptic.
Like...
He's a cryptic writer.
People didn't like Prometheus either, but I thought that...
I enjoyed Prometheus.
I liked Prometheus. I thought it was an intelligent sci-fi film.
I enjoyed it for what it was, exactly. Let's see what else we have in May. San Andreas. Yeah.
Oh, the.
Yeah.
The movie with The Rock.
The Rock.
Where shit goes bad.
Yep.
Didn't they make an earthquake movie before?
Well, they've made plenty of them.
Yeah.
So in June, we have Entourage, we just talked about. Insidious Chapter 3, which I've never seen any of those.
Never cared to.
June 12th, finally, Jurassic World.
Yes.
And then. June 19th, you had the Transporter Legacy and Inside Out.
Transporter? Like with the Jason Transporter. Statham?
Yeah.
They're making another one?
I guess so. News to me, right?
I liked the first one a lot.
Wait, there was already two of them.
Yeah.
No, there's three of them.
Oh, jeez.
Were there three?
And there's a TV show now.
And there's a TV show?
On TNT.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's stupid.
Okay. Wow. Inside Out. It's the
Pixar movie. Oh, it's the Pixar movie. Finally, yeah. They're back, right?
Hopefully, it's going to be good. It's
it
about,
looks good.
You know, the care, the your emotions that live in your head and how they...
I'm just excited about that because it's an original idea.
Finally.
You know, that's why I was so excited about Interstellar. It's like, wow, something new, not like a comic book coming to life or a remake or something.
At Epcot, there was a show...
Just a hater, aren't you?
Don't be a hater, man. At Epcot, there was a show called Cranium Command, and you sat in this sort of roundish theater, and it looked like you're inside the guy's head.
So that's what this movie you think is based off of?
Well, it was weird. You'll have to look at. I'll have to put a link to it somewhere on YouTube because the characters in his head were Hans and Franz. It was all these weird '90s SNL characters were the emotions in his head. It was very strange. It reminds me.
Have you seen
movie.
The trailer for Inside and Out yet?
No.
Oh, it's. It's perfect in the sense where, because they basically you zoom into the mind of the woman who they're. It's about this family having dinner, and they're asking their kid how was her day, and obviously she's going through hormones and had a bad day, and the father tunes out, And so they zoom into the mother's head because she asked the kid, how was her day? And she gives off like this off snarky remark. And then they zoom into the dad's head and they're like, oh shit, what did she say? Anyone pay attention? And none of the personalities paid attention. There's like, oh, we're thinking about football, sir. Blah, 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 blah. It's really funny. It's cute. And I'm excited to see what they do.
Yeah.
August. Oh, let's move on till still in June. I'm sorry. June 26th, we have Ted 2.
You know, didn't they release like a trailer or some images today?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
I heard about that. I didn't look at it, though.
I like Ted. I thought it was funny. But did they need to make a sequel?
No.
Probably not.
No. I liked it,
but of course
to
they
an
are.
Extent, though.
Of course they're going to make a sequel.
It's Seth MacFarlane. Yeah, Seth MacFarlane is a horror
yeah,
for money.
Yeah, just...
All right, so July 1st, we have Terminator Genesis.
That
I plan on seeing it.
Yeah,
whether it's going to be good or not, I have no idea.
Magic Mike XXL. Yeah.
Again?
Wait, XXL?
XXL, that's what it's called.
With that's a funny title.
I went to see that with my wife and her friend.
Did you enjoy it?
The only nakedness in that movie is Olivia Munn. So, yes, I did enjoy that.
All right.
So, there's Matthew McConaughey back again to do this?
I have no idea. I really don't care.
Yeah.
But if you're looking, if you want to go to a movie as a single guy to pick up some girls, yeah, you probably could do worse than go and hang outside Magic Mike. Let's see what else comes out in July. Minions. Which is,
you know, I actually want to see that. Yeah. I liked the Despicable Me series. The first,
I do too. But
first one was really good. Second one was okay. But we all know the funniest part of those movies is the minions.
Is it really?
It is, and you know it is because they have the funniest jokes. They have the funniest slapstick stuff.
I'm not a big fan. I'm not a fan of the minions. I'm going to say it right now.
Is it like some kind of like racist thing with you? Is that what it is? They remind you too much of something else?
No, it's not because they're yellow.
Okay. That's not where I was going
with
it.
They're yellow, right?
That's not where I was going with it, but that's okay.
Let's see. Poltergeist. A remake of Poltergeist is coming out.
That
in
comes
July.
Out next year?
Yeah.
No way.
Apparently. The remake of Point Break.
What?
You see what
Why?
I mean?
Why
remake Point Break? Why?
I don't know.
Okay, August.
Is Keanu coming back?
He's probably going to be the old sage guy that gives him the
He
advice.
Should play, what's his face, who got shot in Point Break? The angry partner. What the hell's his name?
What can you possibly do different in that movie also?
They can wear different masks.
Yeah. And instead of skydiving, they could do something more extreme now.
Right.
Like wingsuits.
Extreme with an X now.
Yes.
Extreme.
They can do wingsuits now. Paragliding.
So rounding up in August, we have the Fantastic Four movie. Moving on.
Not even going to go there. Not even talking about it.
Goosebumps, the movie, which is, I believe, is Jack Black.
Yeah, Jack Black. I like the premise where they're going with it because R.L. Stein is an actual character in the movie.
Oh, is he?
And his stories are coming to life.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like some kids are reading his books and making his stories come to life.
That's interesting.
And he wrote them as stories to contain them so they wouldn't come to life. So someone broke the spell. And
oh, that's awesome.
So it's like a kid's movie, but it's with the twist.
That's
and
cool.
It looks, it sounds fun.
So we also have a Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie. It's a little bit...
Guy Ritchie's directing that.
That is true, isn't it?
So, I'm going to give it a pass. I'm going to watch it.
Pass, okay.
And, what's his face? Superman's in it, and I like Superman.
Which Superman?
Cavill. Henry Cavill.
Okay.
What she said.
Not Brandon Routh.
No, he's playing...
He's on Flash or Arrow?
Arrow.
Arrow.
He plays Adam.
So, there's a Straight Outta Compton movie?
Which you know, that looks really dope. I saw.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, it looks really good. Because
it is about NWA.
Yeah, it's about the creation and the upstart of NWA and like and the falling apart of NWA.
And I like movies like that. You know those. It's like that thing you do for
or get
for
on rap. Up
like biopics.
Yeah,
but not really a biopic.
Like Get On Up with James Brown.
Yeah. Huh. Hitman Agent 47.
What?
Yeah.
They're gonna make another Hitman movie after that abysmal movie they made with Timothy Elephant?
Probably did well internationally.
Probably.
Well, who's in
that movie? Was really bad.
Agent 47 is Rupert Friend, and it also has Zachary Quinto in it.
Did you ever play the games?
Oh yeah, I do. I love the games.
Agent 47 is key key component, which they ignored in the last movie. Yep. So hopefully they make a good one.
Hopefully. Let's see. Let's move on a little bit later in the year.
I haven't heard of half of these movies.
You watch Arrow, right?
Yeah, I love that show.
Did you watch the mid-season finale?
I did. We can talk about that after this. Holy crap. Since Carrie doesn't like talking about it. We'll totally talk about it.
Just really quickly, some of the other movies coming out next year. Let's see. There's a sequel to The Maze Runner, whatever. Frankenstein.
They're making a sequel to Maze Runner?
Yeah, already.
There's like three books in that
Hotel series. Transylvania 2.
The Jungle Book. Made a, that, I met the writer of Hotel Transylvania. Pretty nice dude.
Who is that?
I forget his name. I met him at a Comic-Con. He was pretty cool.
Okay. The Jungle Book.
Oh, that's the Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Live action and in
did y'all ever animation? See the old Jungle Book movie that they made, that Disney made? There was a live action movie.
Jungle the Jungle?
No, not Jungle the Jungle. It was Jungle Book, but it was live action, and it had that dude from the Bruce Lee movie, Enter the Dragon. Not Enter the Dragon. I think it was called Dragon.
No, I don't.
It must be old, huh?
Yeah, it's like 90s, like early 90s.
Do we have Crimson Peak is coming out? Del Toro.
Oh, Del Toro, right?
Yeah, with Cumberbatch.
Hiddleston, that's right. I haven't seen any footage, though.
Let's see.
When does that come out? In June?
October 16th. Hey, that's my birthday.
Are we in the Arty?
We're already in October. Arty. Gem and the fucking Holograms.
No.
Wait, the 80s cartoon?
Yep.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. So November.
They're in a car commercial now. I know that.
Yeah. The gem in cartoon.
Oh yeah, there's a He-Man one as well.
Yeah,
like, and they have a
Honda commercial. Or
they
something.
Have the Skull guy.
The Nissan commercial, I think.
Skeletor, thank you.
Skeletor, yeah.
I like right. the Skeletor one.
So the Hunger Games is coming out, the sequel to Mockingjay.
More
November 20th. Yeah.
You didn't like those movies?
I just don't care anymore. You know what I mean? Like
I like the. They're, second one, they're entertaining. Fire.
They're like one of those things I'll see on Netflix and be like, all right, why not?
And, okay, so there's a little movie coming out in December 18th. It's called Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Yeah, that's real tiny. I heard it was a micro-budget film.
And a week later is Alvin and the Chipmunks. Road Chip. Ever had Road Chip?
They're not doing Star Wars in the summer. They're waiting until December.
December, yeah.
Yeah. Christmas movie, man.
Okay, well, I guess that makes sense. But you figured it'd be like a big summer blockbuster thing, like autumn and winter.
Well, you do
the
know
Artie
that they're
time.
Making like a crap load of Star Wars movies now. It's not just one.
Yeah,
it's not just the trilogy anymore. Now it's like trilogy plus spinoffs.
Yeah, and
let's talk about this. Okay, let's talk about Star Wars. Since Dave's not here, I have to be the Disney guy. Disney World saying that they announced that a lot of the attractions that they talked about they're going to be building for the parks are going to be based on the newer movies.
Which
is cool because
I watched the Rebels, by the way.
Did you like Rebels?
I did. It's really enjoyable.
It's
very reminiscent of what the old Star Wars, like I said.
It has that style and the fight. The
although they do have that angry, like, I don't like anybody teenager, you know. But they have to make it relatable to kids some way.
Yeah.
So
they really don't.
They really don't.
So the theme park attractions are going to be based on the newer movies, but which is it still works because the newer movies have some of the older characters in it anyway. So.
And the newer movies are based on the original trilogy.
Right. So, they're still going to have Millennium Falcon in it. They're still going to be able to do everything that
while
they should
we're on
do
Star
before.
Wars. Have we mentioned how they're thinking about re-releasing the original uncut
on Blu-ray? Oh yeah.
So here I am going to buy Star Wars again.
Yeah.
For the, I don't know.
19th time?
Sixth time.
This would be the one to own, though, right?
Yeah, this would be the one to own.
Okay. You hear that, JD?
So just so...
Or even the one to watch?
Because I know nothing about this. So, I mean, obviously there's the movies that came out in 99 to 2000, whatever. Those are the
those
prequels.
Those are the special... Oh, wait.
Those are the prequels.
The remastered... Okay,
he's talking about the prequels. Well, prequels
are like Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones.
Okay,
yada, yada. They were the first... Technically, the first three.
Right.
And there's
Star Wars, A New Hope, Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
And then these new movies are going to be after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah,
it's like 30 years
30
later.
30 years or 20 years?
I think it's like 30 years later.
Yeah, 30 years later after Return of the Jedi.
I'm sure everyone's listening going, who is this guy?
Right. Why is he on this geek show?
That's okay.
I didn't know where they fell in chronologically. Sometimes. Are they all going to be after Return, or are they going to be like shattered?
Yeah. All the movies. Well, no. Some of the movies will be prequels. Like we're supposedly getting a origin story of Boba Fett. supposedly.
Which it might be an actual bounty hunter movie, so it's going to be, they're saying it's going to be like Ocean's 11 in space with the bounty hunters.
Huh.
Which I'm down for that.
It's just such a shame that we never got that bounty hunter game from LucasArts.
Yeah, Star Wars 1313.
Yeah, I really wanted that game.
Yeah. I know, me too, man.
I saw the playthrough on YouTube. Yep. It just looked so good. It
looked beautiful.
It did. You hear that, Disney? Bring it back.
What they said, what they're going to do, they're going to have a Star Wars movie every year for a while, which that's going to be a little overkill as well, but... You know, they'll have, like, Episode 7, the next year will be a Solo movie or an origin movie. The next year will be another movie in the series and blah, blah, blah.
But different actors, right? Different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Supposedly, we're going to get, like, the meeting of Han Solo and Chewbacca, like, how they met and their first adventure together.
Chewbacca.
That, so, I mean...
What?
You know, that's how Harrison Ford
sounds. When was the last time a Star Wars movie came out? It was, like, 2005 or...
Whenever Episode 3 was done.
2005
or something like that? So it's been a while since we've seen a Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah.
So I think everyone's up for that. That's fine.
But we also had that crappy Clone Wars movie.
Star Wars is more interesting
than... That animated Clone Wars movie? Oh, yeah.
That doesn't count, though.
It doesn't?
No.
It still came out as a Star Wars movie.
Is it still canon?
Was it theatrical?
Not anymore.
Are you sure those aren't even canon? I thought it was just
the Cartoon Network Clone Wars are not canon anymore.
They're not.
No.
But the upcoming movies will be canon.
Yeah. Yes. The only thing that are in canon by Disney eyes, since they are the owners of Star Wars now, and they're the ones producing these future movies, is the original trilogy and everything in the Star Wars Rebel show.
I am looking forward to the Star Wars ongoing Marvel series that's coming out soon.
The comics, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is a weird theoretical question, but you think, like, kids growing up today... When they go and watch these new Star Wars movies, they're going to be so thrown. They're not going to have any idea of, like, you know, say you have like an 8-year-old kid who's not going to have seen New Hope, you know, Empire and Return.
No, it's going to be my sole duty if I ever have kids. Is that's the first movie they watch? That and Indiana Jones.
Because you figure what they would have done.
Your kids are going to come up fucked up.
Why?
Indiana Jones?
What's wrong with that?
Their first movie. They should be watching Finding Nemo with their first movie. Well, that's a fucked up movie,
dude,
too.
Dude, come on.
I think Finding Nemo is a little more tolerable than the first Indiana Jones movie.
Melting faces.
Where his face gets
exactly.
melted. And
I was watching
a pit of snakes?
Rated R movies when I could barely talk.
That explains a lot, actually.
Yeah, it really does.
So let's wrap up the episode. Any other topics you wanted to hit before we hit it out?
Yeah, there was one topic since we were talking about Disney and Marvel. There is a thing coming in town. January 18th, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, called the Marvel Experience.
With a big X in it.
Experience.
So it's called Hyper Reality by them. And it's...
What does that mean?
Literally, there's 7 domes, and there's stuff happening.
It's coming to Dallas, right?
Yeah, in Dallas.
We're going to have to make a road trip
for
this.
Yeah, it's totally a road trip for this. And from what I understand is you go to each dome, and each dome has a different setting, and different things are happening. Like, and then you get to interact with some of the stuff. You get to see Hulk destroy stuff.
How long are the lines for each part going
to
be?
Well, the way it's set up is that you purchase a time.
Yeah.
So you have to pick a time to be there and go through the thing. Apparently, it takes you some amount of time to go through the whole thing.
Okay.
Or if you get the VIP pass, you can go through many times as you want or show up whenever you want.
Hmm.
I'm thinking about doing the VIP pass.
How much is the VIP pass?
Don't say
$100.
The cheapest one's $100.
Oh.
If you want the level 9 access.
Well, of course.
Well, that's $150.
You want to be in S.H.I.E.L.D., don't you?
That's $150.
Wow. All right.
But you get a cool like lithograph and like a name badge. And...
So, I got to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Are you buying anybody a Funko Pop for Christmas?
I am, probably. More than likely. I think I already did.
Where would be the best place to go to get one of those?
Well, where I got mine was the vinyldead.com.
Really?
Yeah.
The vinyldead.com, you say?
Yes.
Sean, what is the vinyldead.com?
I don't know.
Damn it. You're supposed to play along.
He has no idea.
Damn, what?
Do you know what Funko Pops are?
Yeah.
Just look around my fucking office. Yeah. You know what Funko Pops are.
This is a vinyl toy website.
I'm surprised Funko Pop hasn't called and like say, hey, do you want some stuff for free? In that case, if they ever do call you, say yes.
Yes, I will say yes.
Yeah, don't ever say no.
No.
Same thing to Loot Crate, by the way, which we love opening new things from Loot Crate, which is a geeky subscription thing you can sign up to once a month.
Yeah, yeah, lootcrate.com.
At lootcrate.com.
Hashtag Loot Crate.
Hashtag Loot Crate. We do a lot of Loot Crate stuff ourselves, right, although we pay for it out of our own pocket right now.
That is true. So the vinyldead.com is a place where you can go to on the interwebs, and you can purchase all the brand new Funko Pops, you know, the Kid Robot.
Kid Robots, that's right.
Anything cool in vinyl, you can go on there and order it. And if you use the special code MetalGeeks10, you save 10% off your entire order.
That's exactly what I did.
That's exactly right.
Rock on. I didn't know how to segue from that.
So, There's our sponsorship right there. Let's social media it up, and then we'll go celebrate the holidays.
It's time for Metal Geekmas.
Metal Geekmas. Hashtag Metal Geekmas. Follow us right now on Instagram, because we have a huge giveaway right now.
Have we not gave that away yet?
Nope. That's going to be on the next episode where we actually announce the wizard. Winner, the winner.
Oh, I thought you said our wizard.
A wizard? We're going to announce the wizard?
And I was like, damn, we got a wizard now?
So follow us on
our
Instagram.
Budget's getting huge.
Bill Pop Mojo is doing a fucking great job. And we have set up this great little contest. You're going to win Batman fabrication and a couple little Batman Funko things.
Maybe.
No, definitely. You will.
If I don't take them first.
So go to our Instagram, which is Metal Geeks, and look at the rules. You follow all the rules, and you could actually become a winner.
It's very simple. Just like and share, comment.
Yep. Follow us. Hashtag it.
Do hashtag, all that cool yeah, stuff. All that stuff. And make sure you tell your friends so they can participate too, because more the merrier. And you
tell
can,
your mama.
And, you know, you can participate as many times as you want, right?
You really can.
Yeah. So you have more chances to win.
You can also find Metal Geeks on iTunes. Look for Metal Geeks on iTunes. Subscribe. Give us a thumbs up or star or whatever they call it on there. Give us a review.
A review. Please tell us.
Yes.
Tell us how we're doing. We want to serve your needs better.
Maybe you do.
I do? You don't?
I do. I care about their needs.
I do care about our audience.
That's right.
Because they're not just fans. They're
I care about both of you.
the two out there that are listening. You know, you're more than just fans. Y'all are a community to us. And, you know, without you guys, we wouldn't do this. So
that's right.
We want to know how we're doing and how we can do better.
That's right. You have any topics? You have anything you want us to talk about? Anything?
Or if you have anything to complain about, like
anything to complain about?
Yeah, if you want to say, you know, George talks too much, which totally.
Where can I send that email to? it's metalgeekspodcast@gmail.com.
We have an email address. I do have an email.
Or you can send an email to msrcast@gmail.com.
There you go.
You could find us on the Twitters at metalgeeks, at George Tripp, and the Metal Pigeon.
Yes.
You can find us all on Facebook and you're not on Instagram yet.
No.
We need to get you on Instagram, sir. I was going to bring this to your attention.
Okay.
Do you not Instagram?
I don't Instagram, no.
You need to.
I don't like taking pictures.
You don't have to take pictures.
You should take pictures.
We'll teach you. We'll
it's not like hard.
We'll train you.
Is it because you don't like your phone?
I like my phone. It's a little slow, but
we'll do a cool Karate Kid montage while we train you how to do it.
Rocky montage. Yeah, Rocky created the montage.
It's true. We're going to have a montage. All right. So thanks for tuning into the holiday Geekmas episode of the Metal Geeks Podcast.
That's right, guys. Happy holidays.
Keep it holiday-ish?
Ish.
Keep it, a geeky holiday-ish.
And keep it geeky.
And metal-ish.
Metal-ish.
How do you have a metal holiday?
You drink a lot of watch iron. Conan the Barbarian.
Very good point.
You watch Conan the Barbarian.
Not only is that metal, that's also geeky, my friend. Yeah. So you get a high five for that.
Yes.
Boom.
You watch Conan while listening to Monomars.
I think Manowar would be more
Manowar? Manowar is not very metal.
Yeah.
I really like that Gore video that we saw at the earlier.
That
Jingle Bells thing was awesome.
That was going to be my Christmas surprise to everybody. We're going to play this little Gore clip where they go around. It was from Break.com, I believe.
Yeah.
They go around. This is before, Odorous unfortunately died, Dave Brocky. They went around to people's houses and sang Christmas carols to people. Enjoy
good,
this.
Yeah,
it's funny.
It's a good way to explain it.
Yeah, enjoy.
That's the lighthearted version.
We're here, those sleigh bells ringing and ding dang singing and all. We're
Where is the baby Jesus?
In his manger.
What do Tiny Tim, Frosty the Snowman, and Ebenezer Scrooge have in common? They're all dead! Come out, human! Guar is here to sing pretty songs for you. We don't want to have to lay a dookie on your lawn, but we will. All right, guys, kick it up a notch this time.
Hey Geekazoids! Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit MSRcast.com. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.